The British band The Brand New Heavies grew from a trio of childhood friends into a funk and soul act in the late 1980s. Led by the powerful vocals of Atlanta native India Davenport, The Brand New Heavies broke into the United States R&B charts with their 1992 hit Never Stop. Never stop, never stop. The group's third album went platinum in Britain just before Davenport left for a solo career. More than a decade later, the Brand New Heavies have reunited to record their new CD, Get Used to It. NPR's Farah Chidea spoke with some of the band members.
We're sitting up on a rooftop patio at the Hyatt West Hollywood in Los Angeles with India Davenport and Andrew Love Levy of the Brand New Heavies. They have reunited and they join us now.
Hello.
Hey, hi there. How are you? How's everybody?
So let me start with you, India. You are from the States. When exactly did you start?
I started probably about around 1990, and I was living in Los Angeles. Came to get to know them through our record label, which was Delicious Vinyl, which we're now affiliated with, and it was like a great match because I think we had a lot of similarities as far as lifestyle and things like that, so it worked out real well.
Andrew, how would you describe what the Brand New Heavies is?
It's soul music, but it's funky and it's got a little bit of jazz. And it's really positive music as well. It's really uplifting music.
What's your favorite song out of your previous work before this new album?
I guess Dream Come True is one of my big favorites because the crowd just go crazy when they hear that for some reason.
European crowds seem to have a certain zest for soul music and soul funk fusion. Do you think that your band could have been born in the U.S., or is there something about the U.K. scene that really was able to nurture you, India?
Of course the band could have been born here, but I think there's a different type of uniqueness by it, because there's a different type of appreciation by them being from the UK.
There is. It's kind of the whole disco thing and the 70s funk music and stuff. We really kind of respected that a little bit more than maybe the Americans did, because they were onto something else already, and we kind of got it a little bit late.
I think it's also great, though. I think why the combination works between the dynamic works between us, because they have that perspective, and I'm actually being from here that is the originating force of soul music, and that's probably to it. You know, it makes it a nice gel, you know.
Tell me a moment of a performance that you've loved, one of your own performances that, you know, maybe someone in the crowd struck you or someone who was a fan told you what your music meant to them.
Music meant to them. We get fan letters and stuff like that, and I got one letter from a fan that was really moving, actually. He said that he was in prison and the album really made him get through his prison term, and I just couldn't believe how far-reaching music can be.
A lot of kids too in high school or college students that really, really were having a very tough time. And by them actually like reaching out and like saying that, you know, this music really helped me to push on, especially like a song like Brother Sister, which I have gotten numerous people commenting on this song about them just pushing forward, just hanging in there. Sometimes everybody needs a little encouragement, and just that little bit is like, okay, maybe I can do this. And that sticks out to me.
Live in New Orleans?
Funny enough, I owned a property there for about 9 years, and 90 days before all the flooding and everything happened, I sold my property. It's unbelievable.
What does New Orleans musical heritage mean to you, and has it influenced you in any way?
Oh my God, I don't think I'd be the person that I have become and evolved to that I can even contribute to this new album with the guys if it wouldn't have been for New Orleans, because now I think I understand so much more of what legacy is, what history is. And it gives you a sense of also where people have the richness of life is so sacred and so special. There's always a reason to celebrate for something.
Andrew, you have been a musician for how many years now?
I think I started playing when I was a teenager, yeah.
And so, having been in the game for a long time, how do you keep up the enthusiasm for what you do, especially when you're around some of the same people again and again?
To be honest, I've only ever played in the Brand New Heavies, you know, all my life. And I can't really imagine playing with anyone else. And meeting the other two guys, Simon and Jan, at school when I was 12, they're like my brothers, and you can't really, you're never going to hate your brothers. So I just treat them like family in a way.
Can I say this as well? Even though we didn't know each other from childhood, but considering we've spent so many years together, they've always been like estranged brothers, but still my brothers too. Even now we just got back together. It's a weird thing, but now we're like, it's like, you know, we're communicating again.
Your family again.
Yeah, that's all.
That was India Davenport and Andrew Love Levy of the band The Brand New Heavies. We spoke with NPR's Farai Chidea. You can hear music from this interview at our website on npr.org.